Voters were going to the polls in what commentators have called the most significant election of 2023. Among those voting was Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who appeared somber as he waited in line in Istanbul and then cast his ballot, most likely for himself. For the first time in two decades, Erdogan, who leads a country of global economic and strategic importance, could be voted out of office. Polls increasingly showed Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the united candidate for six opposition parties, with a narrow lead over Erdogan, possibly scoring above the 50% needed to win outright. During his first presidential decade, Erdogan, former mayor of Istanbul, was applauded for transforming Turkey into an economic and political success story after his conservative, Islamist-rooted AK party came to power. But over the last 10 years, he's faced mounting criticism, domestically and internationally, for quashing dissent and adopting policies that critics say are typical of autocratic regimes. Erdogan, now 69, took control of many of Turkey's institutions, including much of the media and judiciary, steadily sidelining his opponents. Human Rights Watch noted that over the last 9 years, there were thousands of prosecutions of journalists, political opponents, and others for criticizing the president and the government online, even just sharing or liking critical articles on social media led to prosecutions. The 74-year-old Kılıçdaroğlu aims to reverse many of those policies, including Erdogan's all-powerful executive presidency. Instead, he wants to return power to parliament, slash inflation, and improve relations with the West. But even if the opposition wins, questions remain about whether policies will become more favorable towards Christians and other minority faiths. Christian advocacy group Open Doors says devoted Christians can face difficulties, for instance, in finding workplaces. In addition, several individuals, including church leaders and missionaries, were attacked and, in some cases, even killed by extremists in recent years. Those turning from Islam to Christianity are among the believers at most risk from authorities and their families. Whoever wins will take over a nation of 85 million people at the crossroad between Asia, Europe and the Middle East. Commentators are now wondering, will the next president continue Turkey's democratic slide or reverse the damage and improve religious and political rights and quality of life for all its citizens? For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.